Welcome to Trojan Preview here as we get ready for week four of the high school football season. Jim Field, along with Atlantic head football coach Nick Ross, coming off a tough road loss last week for the Trojans, 28-14 at Creston last week. The Panthers came up with the victory in a game that was filled with turnovers, but some solid play at times, too, by both clubs. Coach, thanks for your time here this week.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thanks for the continued coverage. I know our kids really appreciate it.
We'll talk a little bit about last week's game, a 28-14 loss to Creston. Your team was opportunistic, creating four turnovers on your side, but, you know, a little gracious on the other side, too, with the five interceptions thrown by the ball club last week. It's kind of tough to keep trading turnovers and keep any kind of momentum going when things stop suddenly.
Yeah, that's one thing that we've struggled with to this far, this point of the season, and every single game, even the Clarinda game, which we won. Is we just turn the ball over way too much. When you give a team, a good team like Creston or a good team like, you know, like some of the teams we've played, when you give them extra possessions, that really hurts, and that makes things tough on your defense and just tough on your whole team as far as momentum goes and where your attitude's at and things like that. So we have to make sure that we take care of the ball. It's something that obviously we've talked a lot on the radio about, but our kids hear it even more, and they're really working to take steps to make sure we can take care of the ball. On the other hand, you know, one thing I was pleased with coming away from the game is our team's physicality. Creston's notoriously a tough team that likes to hit, and I think we matched that with them on Friday night, and we just have to clean up some mistakes, and, you know, I think we would have been right in there with an opportunity to win. So we'll just keep being physical and keep being a tough team.
I thought Creston played pretty well offensively, which means your team, I thought, played pretty well defensively. I didn't see the Carroll game firsthand, but it just seems like the focus was really there against Creston the other night. The assignments were pretty good. Guys were understanding where they were supposed to be. You know, Creston's not bad. Wasn't sure what to expect out of them offensively. They lost so many really good athletes on offense from last year's team. But their quarterback, Brandon Phipps, he's a solid kid. It's hard to ask anybody to be Luke Neitzel, but he goes out and he's Brandon Phipps, and he ran the offense well. He took what was there, and I think it took a real good effort from him to beat that defense.
Yeah, Creston's got some talented kids at their skill positions, and you said it, they lost a lot of talent, but they kind of reloaded is what they did. The Phipps kid is a very good athlete and a very good quarterback, and he made some good plays defensively there in the first half. We had him third and long a number of times, and really were making them work, and then we'd give up a third down conversion. So that's one thing we want to make sure is we can get out on third down and get our offense the ball back. But, yeah, Creston's a tough team, and, you know, we were able to do some things well defensively. That said, we still had some busts that cost us. We had an assignment bust on a long touchdown run, assignment bust on a long touchdown pass. There's 14 points right there. All of a sudden you're talking about tie game. So we got to make sure that we are assignment sound all the time, because when you're facing a good team, if you bust an assignment, make a mental error, anything like that, they're going to find it and they're going to expose it. So we got to make sure, especially leading into this next game with Lewis Central, that we're where we're supposed to be. Otherwise, they've got good athletes that'll make us pay.
Well, Adam Baker had a pretty good start to the season with them, averaging like about 130 yards a game on the ground. He was held to under 100 yards in that ball game last week. But on the other side, you've got the Frayne kid. Yeah, he was kind of a surprise. Took a couple of kind of short, quick handoffs, little counters and traps and things inside, and was able to pick up some yards here. But for the most part, I thought your lines, offensively and defensively, played pretty well at the line of scrimmage.
That's one thing coming into season. We anticipated getting good line play, and credit to those boys that they've lived up to the expectations, and obviously we'll continue to lean on them and expect them to do good things for us. They did do a nice job. The Baker kid is a tough runner, and our goal was not to stop him necessarily, but to stop what they try to do, and we had some success with that. And obviously, you know, the Frayne kid, when you look at stats, might have been surprised, but to us, we knew that he's a pretty good football player and a tough kid. We were prepared to stop them, but they were able to make holes here or there, and he's a tough runner. So we'll continue to work on making sure that we're assignment sound all the time, and making tackles when we have the opportunity.
Yeah, you bet. Defensively, too, I want to throw a few names in there, too. I thought Brendan Holmes played a pretty good game. He was around the ball an awful lot, and Logan Steffens made some tackles. Sam Reno stepped up a couple of times and played some pretty good defense.
Yeah, you know, and again, going back to the defensive line, it's a credit to those defensive linemen doing what they do to try to bounce the ball out and get it to guys that are on the edge. And our edge guys, for the most part, did a pretty good job of making plays all night. Logan had a really, really solid game, and that was great to see out of him. He was where he needed to be all night and really did a nice job. Sam Reno's, you know, new position for him this year, but he's kind of settling into it and being a solid player for us. And Brendan Holmes, just a sophomore, and, you know, he's obviously, as a sophomore playing varsity, it's a tough spot to be in physically and mentally. You're just a little bit behind a bunch of 18-year-olds that you're playing against. So he's still got some things that he needs to grow with, but is doing a good job and you know, performing well to this point for a sophomore, and we're going to continue to expect better from him.
Well, again, 28-14 last week, Creston got the Trojans on the road. Now Atlantic coming home tonight to the Trojan Bowl to face off against a Lewis Central team that's 0-3. But don't let that record make you predetermine everything that you think is going to happen here tonight. That's a team with some pretty good athletes there, too. They've played some pretty good competition here early season, Coach. And, you know, when I look at Lewis Central, the first thing I see is they like to throw the ball. And when they run the ball, they're actually throwing the ball.
Yeah, you know, they're a very talented team, and if anybody thinks 0-3, oh, they're going to come in here and be a cakewalk, then they're dead wrong. And our kids know that, and we know that as coaches too. They're very talented when you look up at their receivers, their quarterback. They've got some big kids, some athletic kids that can run, catch, do some things that make you nervous as a defensive football coach. So we're going to have our, you know, it all comes down to we got to be in the right spot. And then when we are in the right spot, they're still going to test us and throw the ball up to their big kids. And we just got to be able to make those plays.
You know, more often than not over the last 10, 15 years, it seems like Atlantic-Lewis Central games have come down to something, key play somewhere. They've been good, close, competitive games. What do we need to do tonight to make sure that happens again?
Well, I really think, at least talking from the defensive standpoint, is it's going to be those jump ball situations we talked about. Even if we are in good coverage, they're still going to test us and throw the ball up, and we have to win those. You know, and if they do make a big play here or there, it can't be for a touchdown. We have to make them earn absolutely everything they get. And the other thing, their quarterback, on top of having a heck of an arm, is a very good runner. So if it's not there when he's passing the ball, kind of like you alluded to earlier, he'll start scrambling around, and he's pretty fast and pretty dangerous. So we might want to make sure we contain him and get some sacks on him as well.
Yeah, they look like they like to spread the ball around the field. They run out of mostly a spread-type setup. And, you know, a lot of times last year people were so fixated on the Reed kid when you started thinking about Lewis Central that they sometimes overlooked a kid like Austin Simmons. But, you know, the Reed kid was no longer the quarterback, partly because of his abilities elsewhere, but also because Austin Simmons stepped up and showed that he was able to handle that position and get the right guys the ball at the right time. He makes some pretty decent decisions.
He's a very talented football player, and, you know, whether he's running or passing, he's very skilled. There's no doubt about it, and he does make good decisions, and they have a scheme that allows him to make quick decisions, get the ball out of his hands to his athletes. So when the ball is in his hands, we have to make sure we contain him. When the ball is out of his hands, we got to make sure we get there and tackle.
Well, and he's got some targets to throw to.
He does. You know, when you look at their receivers, there's kid probably 6'1", number 11, super fast. Really, really fast and talented football player. On the other hand, they got two other targets out there that are pushing 6'4", 6'5". So they're very athletic and very talented. And like I said, we have to make sure that when the ball's in the air, we're in the right spot to make plays on it.
You bet. And the Lion, they've got some decent size out there as well. I don't feel too bad about them being 0-3 here early this season. They'll be just fine. But let's just hope that just fine doesn't start here tonight. What do the Trojans need to do now? Lewis Central doesn't run the ball much. I don't think they average even 100 yards a game on the ground. They like to get the ball moving through the air. I know you want to continue to mix things up. That offensive line's just got to keep knocking open holes.
Yeah, you know, as far as defensively, when you look at them, they don't run the ball a whole lot. They've been passing the ball quite a bit, but they still try to run the ball. And if we allow them to be able to do both, then that puts us in a bad spot. So we want to take away the run, just like always, and make plays on passes when the ball's in the air. from an offensive standpoint. Yeah, we still got to run the ball. I mean, that's what we're going to be about. And we just have to find some success throwing it a little bit here to keep defenses honest.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know Logan Steffens is giving you some good time in the backfield. Brody Peterson, a little bit dinged up. Is he back again here tonight?
We'll miss Brody here for another week or so, and he's doing everything he can to get himself back healthy. But it's just one of those things that'll take a little bit of time. And I know it hurts him not be there because he's invested so much into our program, and he's a really good, tough kid. So we'll miss him, but the guys that are stepping in for him are doing a good job. Logan's doing a good job. The offensive line continues to make holes. So we'll continue to rely on the guys that we have playing, and we feel confident in them.
Well, more picks than you'd like to see last week in the passing game. But, you know, you can't keep giving the ball over to the other guys. What do we need to do differently on offense to eliminate some of those things? Is it a timing issue at this point?
Well, you know, some of it is just making sure that we get a lot of practice reps with the different plays we want to run at them. And then some of it's just making the correct reads and getting the ball out on time. So, you know, it's just one of those things that hopefully at this point, fourth game in the season, we can get over that and we can start to see some success through the air. I know I feel confident in what Joey sees in practice and the things that he does and what our receivers are doing. So we just have to make sure it all gels on Friday night.
All right. Very good. Well, Coach, last time you walked out of the Trojan Bowl, it stunk. It was not fun. It was not fun at all. Carroll took care of business there, and I know the kids don't want that feeling again. How much of that motivates you guys coming back now again to the Trojan Bowl tonight?
Well, we're excited to be in front of our home crowd again. It was an awesome home crowd last time, and we really appreciate that. The kids appreciate it. You know, and we fully intend to give them a much better performance. And, you know, we want to kind of protect our home turf and have some success in front of all the people that support us. So they are definitely excited to be back in Atlantic.
Yeah, it stinks to have those feelings walking off football field. You'd much rather have the opposite direction going in here tonight. Well, Peterson a little bit dinged up. Otherwise, are we pretty healthy at this point?
Yep, we're healthy and ready to go.
All right. Coach, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
All right, Lewis Central, the Titans to town tonight. 7:30 kickoff at the Trojan Bowl. Get up there early and make sure you get your plans to enjoy a nice night of football and cheer on the black and gold. My thanks to Coach Nick Ross for spending a little time with us here this week. I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us here on Trojan Preview.